Thanks to Fortnite and esports, computers are almost cool again. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening today and every day. All this week on Marketplace Tech, we have partnered with CNET to talk about big trends in consumer technology. Once upon a time, children, laptops and desktop computers were cool, and not just the thing you used for work. Then phones and tablets came along, gaming consoles got more popular, and computers no longer made the holiday shopping list. But that might be changing. CNET's holiday shopping survey finds that young people are a lot more interested in computer hardware this year, mostly to play video games. Between Fortnite and esports streaming, kids are wanting more powerful systems than an Xbox or a PS4. Dan Ackerman is an editor at CNET Reviews who covers this area. He said there is a minor resurgence in the PC market.
And a lot of that is driven by people who want to get really into PC gaming, which is suddenly very in vogue because people realize that the consoles that they play on are already 4 or 5 years old and kind of behind the curve, whereas modern computers, frankly, look and play games so much better, especially if you have a 4K TV or a lot of people have 4K monitors now.
Right. So one other trend we've seen lately is a kind of merging of laptops and tablets and vice versa. What's driving that move?
These big companies for the last several years have been trying to figure out how to capture some of the buzz and excitement that people had for the first 5 years or so about the iPad and basically no other tablets, just the iPad. They started by adding touch to a lot of them. Then they started adding these little hinges that would fold back 360 degrees. I think most people who get one of these, frankly, use them as a laptop 90% of the time, as a tablet, you know, 5% of the time, and the rest of the time they just fold the screen back halfway and use it like a little kiosk, like a video display.
As people are making buying decisions around computers and laptops, we've had this age-old question of Microsoft versus Apple, of course. But I wonder for people now, as software is less and less important, does operating system matter if my operating system is essentially my browser?
You have hit the nail exactly on the head. The experiential difference between using a MacBook and using a Windows laptop is so much less than it ever was. You know, Netflix works the same on both. Gmail works the same on both. Amazon works the same on both. Facebook, Instagram. And that's also why, besides macOS and Windows 10, a lot of people feel very comfortable using a Chromebook now, which was sort of an also-ran in the computer category for years. Frankly, if you gave somebody a Chromebook and didn't tell them it was a Chromebook, it might take them a while to notice because you're just surfing the web anyway and it looks and feels like Chrome, which you probably already use. There you go. And it's a great way to get a computer that feels fast and powerful for like $400 or $500, whereas if you bought a $400 Windows laptop, it would work, but you wouldn't really love it.
All right, let's talk about the upgrade cycle and attempt to ignore the messages from manufacturers. How often do people even need a new computer these days?
Boy, these guys would love for you to buy a new laptop every couple of years. They claim the life cycle in a lot of cases. Oh, it's 24 months or, you know, maybe 3 years is a stretch for them. But people I talk to actually keep their laptops for a long time. They keep them for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. And it's less difficult now to do that because, yes, new software comes out and requires, you know, more powerful processors to use. But most of the time, you and I are not using that. We're just, frankly, surfing the web and using that web browser interface like we talked about. So your old MacBook Air from 3 or 4 years ago, frankly, works fine with that. There may be a couple websites that are really intensive and make it difficult to use it smoothly. But that's the exception rather than the rule. I think 5 years is a good rough back of the envelope estimate for what you should expect out of your laptop, especially if you're spending more than $1,000 on it. And if you think about, you know, buying something a little fancier, a little more expensive, a MacBook Pro versus a MacBook Air, and you say, oh, I'm going to spread that cost out over 5 years, it may make a little more sense.
Dan Ackerman is an editor at CNET Reviews focusing on PCs and laptops. Tomorrow is, of course, Black Friday, the big shopping day. So we'll be back with CNET Editor-in-Chief Lindsay Turrentine to talk about more mindful tech shopping. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.